Blog Talk Radio.
Extremeness is here. XOHL, a view from the blue line. Sponsored in part by the Extreme Online Hockey League.com. Special co-host weekly. Call-in show. Come hear the hits, the stats, the rumors, and the hot topics. Come be a blue liner. Let's be extreme.
That's right, folks. We're live on the air. Getting your cherry popped with the blue line. Join us. Oh, yeah. Sunday. Big news in the season this week. Taco Sunday is now released from the cage. Wow! Meaning that he will be ready to rock and roll. What's going on, Taco Sunday?
That was a good song. What was that song?
That would be Sloan from the, they're from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and they've actually been around for a while. A lot of people don't know who they are, but definitely a good band. Started off in a little town called Halifax, Nova Scotia. They've actually got 4 or 5 albums. They're actually really good, man. I'll play more of them as the season goes out. So check them out. They're on YouTube. Sloan. So how you doing, Taco? The K, you have been released from the cage as a Boston Bruin, mind you. What do you think of that?
I'm gonna keep it real. New Jersey is fucking retarded for even letting me go for that. They didn't even trade for nothing.
There ain't no buzzer. You have been buzzed, sir, for being a douche. So, anyway, big trade on the news. If you guys didn't hear Taco Sunday, as you know, Taco Sunday last week was suspended for some inappropriate behavior in the chat box, so he sat the week out, and finally he's back this week. He remained on waivers, and he was picked up for a cool $250K to the Boston Bruins. So, will you be playing tonight? That's the question.
No, I play tomorrow. Tomorrow will be my first game.
So we'll be keeping an eye on Taco Sunday. Will he be released from the cage and come all out and score a whole bunch of goals, or yeah, it wouldn't be assists because he doesn't pass. But
no, I'm actually playing defense for the rest of the season.
You're playing defense. Wow, big news, there. That's pretty. That's actually kind of from what I heard over in Boston, sounds like Luch is making everybody play defense.
I don't know about that, but it's what I wanted to actually play in LG, so I'm going back to defense.
You're going back to, yeah, going back to defense. A lot of chatter this week going on. Actually, surprising, and what I'd like to note is first breaking news at some point is the league had no forfeits last week and first week. That's a big improvement for us, so congratulations to all you owners for holding your teams together. And you know what? And the overall looking at things, there wasn't a lot of player releases the end of this week. And, I mean, usually the first week you see about 10, 15 guys removed, but I think it was only a handful of guys. So we've got active people in the league this season, so that's good. That's good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, very good. So, I mean, there's a few that was removed there earlier on in, and that means that, of course, our sign-up list is shrinking. But, yeah, that's big news. Usually, from my experience in running leagues or being in leagues, usually your first week you see a shit ton of people removed due to an activity. But we didn't see that this week. So either owners are giving their players another chance, or they're active people, so people got active teams. So with that being said, we'll talk about we'll wait till Caster gets here in a little bit, but we'll start things out. We'll talk a little bit about how the team shaped up this week. I'll play this song again while we do it. So let's have a look around the league. Well, as you know, this season we've gone to one conference, so it's going to make it a little bit easier. This is the first time we've been able to get to do this because last week was after the preseason. So we'll start from the bottom up. Dallas Stars really struggling. They're only 3-5 last week. They sat 3-5 on the standings. And this was to be predicted. I know Talk and I talked about this. They had a rough free agency. We didn't really know what direction they were going with their draft. Then after all, we kind of figured it was they were trying to build a UOHL team. As far as roster movements go, they've made some changes. They made a big trade there this week. They moved Misfit X to Boston. They picked up Zebra King and Airsoft. I don't even know who these guys are. They were one of these must be UHL guys. And then Hot Nose Grenier was removed from the XOHL due to inactivity. So really, that was only one of the only players that actually was removed to inactivity. And really,
I think that was the only player. I think he was the only player to be removed for inactivity
this week. Yeah. So I don't know, Taco. What do you think about these Dallas Stars? Are they? I mean, they snuck out 3 wins last week. I'm not sure who they snuck them out against. They're looking their goals for. I mean, they're hanging there with the rest of the crowd. Everything seems to be the same as everybody else. But what's their struggle here? I mean, is it just because they can't get a solid roster down?
You know what? They're living too much off Snoopy. Snoopy, I've heard, is just it's his roster or something. He doesn't want to play or some crap like that. But look at this. Jackson Pride has 3 games. They paid $2.5 million for him when they could have got him for $250,000. He only has 2 points in 3 games.
Yeah, well, we know all that was a big mistake there. They must have thought 2.5 meant $250,000, but obviously it wasn't. They went for 2.5. And I know Jackson Pride, personally and sexually. No, just personally, actually. His availability is shoddy. I mean, he's recently gained employment and a new job there within the last year. And I know his scheduling is not consistent. So, I mean, as far as availability goes, I'm wondering if they actually knew that, I mean, Jackson Pride is not the best player on that team, but he's definitely a guy that'll contribute to putting points in the net. So looking at top, the Sty and Sky guys, these guys were the ones predicted to head the team in points, and of course, Fred Hockey right there behind. Anybody on that team that's not performing that should be, they got people on that bench that should be, in my opinion, and this is still my opinion, that's Skate AM. He's sitting on the undress bench, and, they're only sitting at 12-man roster, and I don't know whether they're running, 3 D-men, 4 D-men? And I don't know. I mean, one of their D-men played 5. The other one played 3 games. I mean, you need at least 4 games out of each of your D-men if you're going to run a 4 D-man core. He's a good D-man. I played with him last season over in Colorado, and to be honest with you, I think he's just sitting on the bench wasting their time. They've got $10.5 million. There's no reason why they can't call him up and pick up another D-man. Doesn't look like goals four is a big issue for them, but hopefully they'll pick things up this week.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I like this undressed bench. Because I mean, they're sitting on the roster. Yeah, they just sit on the roster and they're not really gonna play the whole season. They're just gonna sit on that roster.
That's not necessarily true. And I had this explained last week. If people, depending on what the team likes, if they release players, they have to go to that undressed bench first before picking up new guys off the sign-up list. So. It's just the fact that nobody's been releasing players. So I mean, that's basically what it comes down to, really. You know, nobody has been releasing players. So what can I say? Let's move down up the line. We've got the Chicago Blackhawks. I have to have Kessel and ex-Kessel X81 and the ever so tricksy Rap God. So we said we were going to pay attention to this. How many games did Reznov play last week? Oh my goodness. He played 5 games. Oh, my goodness.
Let's go into the stats. Let's go in depth. Oh, would you look at that? All home run defense.
Oh, I can't play defense. I want to play 4 this year, but I can only play 2 games. But I'm playing defense, and I played 5 games. You guys are a bunch of fuckers. Rap God, shady little fucker, you. Anyway, Brodeur slapped in 3 games last week as well. He's not their top goalie. It looks like Rebels holding the fort. I played a game against Rebel last week, and my gosh, that guy stood on his head. We won, but my gosh, I think the guy faced 36 shots. Like,
oh man,
he had no help on defense whatsoever. And I mean, Rebel is if he had the defense in front of him helping him out, he'd probably be the number one goalie in the league. Because he made some amazing saves last week. It's probably one of the best goaltending performances I've seen. So kudos to him. 3-1. That's not bad. 2.78 goals against average. You know, that's not too shady at all. This team is, I mean, it's pretty much the same as last season, with the exception of maybe a few different people. So I'm really not sure how they're going to expect to perform any different than they did last season. But as you can see, Henderson, he's a new addition to that team. He's got 11 points. And, of course, Kessel, the owner, 14 points. He got his 5 games in. Foxbrook, that's surprising. She only played 4 games. Do you agree?
I've been saying it. Foxbrook isn't anything that special. So maybe they finally realized it.
Well, she got 9 points in 4 games. I mean, that's nothing to be shy at.
Yeah, but she also plays. She only plays with people that she's played with for like 3 years of the game.
Something that I haven't been overly impressed with is, of course, I don't know what their goals against this season were. I mean, they had 31 goals against, the second worst in the league. That's last week. And the defense, I mean, looking at the defensive core, it looks like those guys have definitely got what's going on there, but they're just not pulling it. Like, everybody's in the minus in the first week. So Hawkster, Black, Reznov, -3. I mean, he's putting the points up. 8 points, but I mean, that's not your main goal, is to put points up. I do have Caster the Hammer Pollock online. Welcome, Caster. How you making out, buddy?
Hey, what's up? Just trying to get some OTB played.
Well, you're awake now. About time to show up on time for the show. That's good. Good, good, good.
Hey, again, Taco was my alarm clock last week, and instead of getting me up, he decided to let me sleep a little because I made him breakfast in the morning.
Well, who's the question is, who's the little spoon and who's the big spoon?
Oh, fucking, he fits snug like a small spoon.
We're just talking about the Chicago Blackhawks. Anything to add?
They're exactly where I figured they would be.
Me too.
You know, I think if they want to get anything fucking going, Miller has got to get his head out of his ass because he was lesser impressive when we played him the other day. So, and obviously statistically, it's nothing great either. So I think it was 2 goals, 2 assists for the week, and I think he played 4 games or something like that.
Yep.
You know, if they expect to get that second line going, he's got to kind of get that motor running. You know, Henderson and Kessel played pretty well, but, you know, you can only get so far on one line. Plus, I think for that team to be successful, Rebel is going to have to play more games than that because their other goalie was lesser than impressive.
Oh, Brodeur.
Yeah, he's exactly where I expected him to be, too.
I called them out on that, too. I said, you know what, they think Brodeur is a good goalie, but all he did last season was get lit up by Anaheim every time they played. The same thing over and over, just lit up, and lit up.
Yeah, we traded for him, and it only took one game of him getting lit up, and then he rage quit, and he was done for the season. So, he's lesser than impressive. Their defense is really defensive-minded, but if you can't have a goalie that stops pucks, then that doesn't really help anyone if they can score from anywhere on the ice. So, I think if they want to pick things up, Miller's going to have to fucking find a way to put the puck in the net, and Rebel's going to have to get more games. Because Rebel, like I said, during my mock draft, I thought sure he was going to be one of the first goalies gone off the board, and he's actually looked really good.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Oh, my God. Like, no doubt about it. Every game that I played against him, the one last week, he was solid in net. Just, I don't think that, I was saying to Taco, I said, I don't think the defensive core is performing the way they should be. I mean, they're all in the minus. They shouldn't, you got Black, you got Hawkstreet, Reznor.
If you look at it, when you have a goalie that fucking has a goals against average of, five or six or whatever it was. You know what I mean? If Brodeur's, we played against them, and Brodeur wasn't necessarily stopping shit that he should be stopping.
Yeah, that's true.
And so like I said, defense can only be so defensive if almost anything getting shot on net is going in. So, that's the way I look at that. So numbers are deceiving.
Let's move up the line. We'll look at the Chicago, looks like the Nashville Predators. Taco, give us your take on the Nashville Predators. Do you find, the question I will ask, are you surprised to see them at where they're at this after the first week?
I can't really say that because, they
played 500 hockey.
Their goalies are, you don't know who their goalies are, so you don't know what you're going to get out of your goalies. And on top of that, you don't know who's going to show up. So there's a lot of trouble or animosity, I think, in Nashville of thinking, okay, well, maybe we actually have to go get people that are going to show up. So, and that's what I think it is. And they traded for Andrews, and Andrews hasn't played one game. So, I mean, you look at it that, and they're in trouble.
Yeah, and this is the whole the Grant scenario, picking up these, picking up your buddies who are only half-assed and don't want to play. They think of us, they look at us as a second-class league or third-class league. I mean, you can't do that. You want to put together a good team with your buddies that you know are good, but you got to make sure they're committed. And I'll tell you one thing. I am surprised about one thing. A1 Freak actually showed up for three games last week. That shocks me. I'm surprised about that. So good job to Legacy and Omni for Legacy and Somni for actually getting him to show up to his games. That's actually quite impressive for him to play three games in a week, in my opinion. I mean, that's his max games, really, if you can get him in there. However, he did get a couple of no-shows for not completing his availability. Cash, you got thoughts on Nashville?
Nashville, offensively, they have a lot of forwards that can put up numbers. I think what I saw as a big issue as far as stat-wise, it looks like Hones wants to shoot everything he touches. I think if they could spread it out a little bit and actually make more than Hones a threat, I think they'll be pretty dangerous no matter who they put out there. Like you said, you got A1 Freak who has the scoring ability. You got Hones. A phenomenal defense with Mupp. And once Hope's Downfall gets in there, like numbers-wise, Hope's Downfall, a lot of his numbers came off of Toronto, when they had him at forward. Now he's going back to defense. They're
and don't
a very
forget
high
to pick up
Dayman.
Legacy. They picked up Dayman.
Yep, Dayman, which I know Dayman's a little displeased because they're forcing him to play out of position. He's phenomenal, and now they get actually a full week out of him. Things are looking up. They won't be, near the bottom tier for long. You can fucking bet on that. But it all comes down to goalies as well. So, but they got the strong defense and the high-powered offense to possibly even that out.
Yeah,
I know we had a battle
don't.
With them last week. We beat them with 3 seconds left.
Oh, they're
week.
Not an easy team to play. I'm not going to. I mean, they're definitely. If they bring out their full force, then you're definitely going to be putting your work in. So it'll be interesting to see how they make out this week. Will it be a turnaround? Really, it's not. I don't think it's. I wasn't shocked. I'm kind of based on, you know, people showing up and not showing up, I mean, it's always a gamble with this team by looks of it for people showing up, and, I mean, they're right in the middle of the pack expected where I expected for them to be, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, based on that. So if guys are going to show up, if they show up, they could be at the top. If they don't, they're probably going to hover around in the middle.
Oh, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I think one thing they got to focus on too is keeping the pins down as well. I think they were one of the higher penalty teams out there, I think, if I remember correctly. So, and their penalty kill wasn't necessarily the best.
so giving up a lot of power
play goals, that can kill you.
For sure. Winnipeg Jets with Iceman and Disco. I know, Cash, you got lots to say about these guys as far as the BOD's perspective go. But, Taco, I'll start with I think. I think these guys are definitely – I'm shocked that they're where they are. I think they should be probably bottom of the list. The fact that they set AT43, I think, for – was it most of the week last week? He was on the undress bench, if I'm not mistaken.
He had one game played last week.
And one game played last week, 5 points. As much as AT43 can be annoying, you're retired for keeping him on the undress bench, and you should be playing him because the games that he played in preseason, he was scoring goals. Whether he doesn't like to play in your team or not, he will put goals in the net for you. So the whole mentality of I only play guys that want to play in the team or not going to be douchebags, there's what a mute button's for. You know, put him on mute and tell him to play because you're not sitting at the top of the list right now. That's just my opinion. What do you think, Taco?
That's the thing is, if you schedule AT, he is going to he will show up for his games.
For sure.
I think the one game he didn't show up was a work issue. They just have opted not to schedule him, and I don't know their version of people don't want to play with. Like they traded me because I wouldn't play club with them. Pretty much. I don't know if that's so they have to a way to base your team off of, but someone like AT can help. You know what I mean? Carry your team, and you only put him in two games. Your lack of success isn't going to be surprising, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. Go ahead, Taco. What you got?
Okay. Well, what I'm going to say is a surprising thing right here is Disco playing net. His save percentage is 81%. For internet hockey, that is incredible.
Yes, and I was going to talk about in the league leaders. I mean, you may look and think, oh, my gosh, Kurdog, but if you look at the numbers per se, I know he's sitting at 3-3 right now, but he has got a 2.23 goals against average, 81.44%. To me, Disco's the best goaltending in the league right now. That's in my
right opinion. Now, yes, I agree. He is, like, outstanding right now, and he has a shutout. So, I mean, what else are you going to say? You can only ask for so much. It seems like Disco is keeping them in the games. But they just have no goal scoring to finish it off.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
They're lowest in goals for, I think, if I remember
43.
Correctly.
43, no?
Yep.
You know,
that was like, I don't know if you saw my write-up, but that was kind of key to it, was getting that offense going.
Exactly. Exactly. Moving up the line, just one more thing I want to add to that one. Interesting fact, Brace Robbins signed up and said he only wanted to be ECU. Looks like they've dressed him now, so he's an active roster member. Okay, what does that mean? So is there some shadiness going on there? It's Disco, probably.
Disco dual account.
Disco. I know
Brace Robin. It wouldn't surprise me if they dressed him and weren't paying attention to his ECU thing. With all this stuff I've seen and had to correct and whatever.
Lots of exactly. So we'll see how the Winnipeg Jets do this week. They could get better, they could get worse. I'm telling you right now, if you're going to have AT on your list, and I've been looking at the league activity, and most people can't see, but the BODs is there's been a lot of trading offers made to the Winnipeg Jets. I won't say who, but a lot of teams are offering making trade offers, and Iceman just like fuck you, he's staying right here. But if you're going to keep him there, fucking play him. Don't be dumb. Put him on mute. And play him, because whether he likes you or doesn't like you, he's going to put the puck in the net, plain and simple. And that's what you need. You need people to put the puck in the net. Toronto Maple Leafs. That's a surprise. I thought Toronto would do a little bit better. I don't know what the fuck is Connor's up to. I don't know. I seen Shepard running around on the website today. He's supposed to be on IR. I guess maybe he's not around on Xbox. I don't know. They got two guys on the IR. They got three guys on the undress bench. Big news today. They were bitching and complaining about Red Wing Freak being put on the team. Well, too bad. You should have picked somebody up in free agency if you wanted somebody on Friday. He is on the team. Depending on how free Red Wing Freak is feeling that day, he can actually play pretty solid net for you. I've seen him play some pretty solid games. very inconsistent, though. They also picked up Muckling Dangler. I don't know who he is. There's really nobody on this team that is giving me an erection. What about you, Caster?
On Toronto?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they have, you know, they have a decent... Oh, fuck, we're not allowed. Super goal was just scored. They have a decent cast of people with Smitty and D and all those guys. Statistically, though, they haven't been astonishing. Blue leads their team of points. But, you know, I mean, he's also played 5 games, played one more game than some of the other guys. You know, friggin'
look
but
at
Poison
Cakes,
Killers, another one
of
their point
leaders.
Everybody
talked about Cakes. Cakes.
Oh, yeah, Cakes. Oh, yeah, Cakes was cold as fuck.
He was cold as fuck, man.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah, $5.5 million, and
he's not a defenseman.
Three points?
Yeah. Well, he's not a defenseman, and he kind of flirted with the idea. I think after a while, I think he'll get sick of it. He'll either quit or want to go play forward, one of the two, because their lack of offense is not helping either. Yeah, their numbers aren't very astonishing. You know, that I see that changing after a while. You know, you got people like Stamkos sitting and not showing up for games as well. It's a lack of commitment, and that's going to kill him at the end of the day.
Really? Stamkos isn't showing up? I fucking called that. I even said it during the
I think that's why he's been traded. You know what I mean? I think it's why nobody has been too aggressive.
I don't know why they did. Why didn't they just release him? Why did they put him on IR? Release him.
I think a lot of management is just not going through the motions and holding people accountable for their no-shows, and then they think they can just sit there and go, oh, I just want him gone. See you later. Without going through the proper steps.
Exactly.
I know, according to Connor, he didn't want Stamkos to get released because I think they're friends and shit. But he just actually wanted to send him down to the undressed bench and, you know, hope he could just stay on the roster. It's like, well, dude, it doesn't go that way. What if he gets claimed and you're pretty much allowing some? You're making it sound like he's active because that is by rule. No one go to the underactive bench, unactive bench unless you're active.
Exactly.
And here's the thing, he's really hurting himself by keeping him on the IR.
And same, I don't know what, this happened last time Shepard was in the league. He went on the IR for most of the fucking season. I don't know if he's actually, what happens there, but it actually is hurting them because they can't pick up any new players because those guys are technically on the active roster. I mean, they only have one spot left. So as soon as those guys come off IR, those roster spots are filled. So they're actually hurting themselves.
I think Shep will come back. I think actually in another league he's on IR, I think, as well. So I think something as legitimately is going on with him. Stamkos, I think he's just being Stamkos. The same exact Stamkos I traded last season. Same Stamkos that didn't show up for playoffs for Tampa Bay. So it's
sounds
not
like,
surprising with him.
I'm actually surprised that people keep signing him. Funny. Let's move on down the line. Not that we don't want to beat a dead horse, but we got more teams to go through. Boston Bruins, Taco, that's your team. You haven't played with the team yet, but their performance last week, I'm thinking you're happy with the trade that's been made because obviously the New Jersey Devils did not want to keep you on the active roster, but you're now in the active roster. You're making your debut of Season 4 tomorrow night. How do you feel about this team and their chances? And you have to be unbiased.
Well, I'm always unbiased.
I speak my mind.
Yep. About this team, it's the defense, the secondary defense. I mean, they have Skullduggery, they have Luch playing D. With me going back there on D, it's going to really bolster it. I think that's really what they are looking like.
I play D with you. It's not going to bolster nothing.
No, okay, see? No, you played D when I was fucking around. You played D when I was fucking around, so I don't want to hear that shit.
Oh, God.
Anyways, it's going to bolster defense. There's going to be two lines of defense going to be locking it down. It's going to get tougher for any team to play Boston.
No.
I think Taco will help with that defense. I think he'll help continue that physicality that defense in Boston has. You know, they're leading the league in hits and all that kind of stuff, and they just bring a real physical play. I think Taco will help that out. I think Taco knows the positioning of defense and all that stuff, so it's not going to be overly terrible. But I think he also helps them with a little offensive presence, which I think Boston has been suffering from is some of that offense coming from the defensive side of the puck, some puck movement and all that stuff. So I think at the end of the day, Taco will help that back end a little bit. It's a matter of just trying to fit all of those names into the actual lines and everything.
Taco likes to help the back end. That's not an issue. We know that.
Yeah, you know that.
Anyway,
all I know is
I just can't say Taco Sunday and defense in the same word without laughing. I'm sorry. I just can't. It's just
There's not too many left wings in a league play environment that I've ever seen that I can actually imagine playing defense.
Well, especially
left wing
Taco
in general,
Sunday. How can you be cheesy and play defense? It doesn't make sense. I can see it now. I pity whoever your D partner is. I really do. I can see breakouts now. You doing your fancy dangling just before you're breaking it out. No short passes, and you give up the puck. I can just see it now. Oh, I hope you play against us tomorrow night.
You're crazy, okay? I've been playing top 16. I've been playing with top clubs on D, so I don't even want to hear that.
Well, that's the difference. Top clubs. That's a little different than, for a team that's kind of struggling at this point to find an offensive identity.
Saying Ida Beat Up Cakes is the best defenseman in the world, and in his debut of the week in the league, he only scores 3 points and goes a -2. That's what I had
you're
in
not
the conversation with, Joe Bond. With Grant. Oh, Beat Up Cakes is like probably the number one skater in the league, in the NHL world. Like, whatever, he come to an 8-league XOHL, didn't really show it. So what are you talking about?
I heard there's a lot of people on that team complaining, like, Dr. D's and Cakes and all those guys behind the scene because of these guys. It pretty much guaranteed them an easy cup victory. So who knows if they struggle? How
that's
long some of guys stay
if
around?
These guys who play LG get padded, get their egos padded. They play with these teams, and they come over here and they think, oh, we're just going to dominate. You got to remember the talent is more concentrated here now, right? Instead of spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we've got some good players here. Like, we've got guys in the OHL that can put the puck in the net and can move the puck that we don't know because we're not really familiar with a lot of these guys in the league. So there's competition out there. So Boston, I'm happy with the record, 5-3. This is where I expected them to be. I think they're going to have another sensational week this week. They're taking shots like a crazy man. I think you're right. They just need to solidify that defense a little bit. Maybe Taco Sunday is the key. And then they'll even get better and better. I mean, they're definitely going to be a top contender within the top.
I think considering they got him for free, it's nothing but an upgrade. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't necessarily have to give up anything. So it's really no risk, no reward. You know what I mean? No risk, all reward if he can even produce anything. Especially at a $250,000 salary. It's not like they really had to make any big moves in order to make that happen. So, yeah, I think at the end of the day, it will upgrade that team. Just be a matter of how much.
Exactly. Moving up the line to the New Jersey Devils. This is Caster's home turf. Caster's, give us a feel how you think this team's doing, and are you surprised? Do you feel comfortable in that spot? And what's working and what's not working over New Jersey?
I think Jersey had a little struggle for in net this week. Direwolf definitely picked up the slack. I think Jersey is going to take at least a week or so, get some games in on D, and kind of give Direwolf the full load. I think that's kind of helped out a little bit. I think our unwillingness to give up, I think, has really helped us out. I think every loss we had was only about like one goal, and there was only a couple of them. We've hung in there with Nashville's top line, one of Nashville's top lines, and pretty much we hung in there with Toronto. Like every game that we've played, we've been in, and I think our just unwillingness to give up, I think, is pretty much it's helped out along with Direwolf, and that defense has been phenomenal. When me and Rabbit are on that right side, Rabbit I know can move the puck, and I've allowed him to do that with covering for him. So I think with our wingers' ability to actually cover for the defense, I think has helped our offense to keep just rolling and keeping in games.
Exactly. One thing I want to talk about here is Picard play. Has been in 6v6. Mm-hmm. Has he played yet? He's played one game. I'm just wondering how he made out.
He played one game. It was kind of abysmal. And then he just didn't show up for his other one. There's something sketchy going on with him. I know there was one day he wasn't even scheduled, and then he was talking about having a flat tire and not be able to show up for his game, for a game he wasn't even scheduled. And then the next day, all of a sudden, he had work, so he couldn't play his actual scheduled game. I get the vibe that he just doesn't want to be here and play.
Well, just say it.
Yeah.
I
know my team has humored some trades with him and stuff like that because he just doesn't want to be. I think
Let
he just
guess,
wants to
Iceman?
Be with Kessel in them or Iceman in them. And, you know, at the end of the day.
You know what?
Either
if
they
I was
haven't.
Jersey, I'd move him. Move him. Try to pick
yeah,
up somebody.
Well, that's the thing is either those teams that he wants to go to aren't willing to offer anything serious or they just don't want him.
But what would you offer?
I think Jersey's more than welcome to open up.
Years. You don't really know what his worth is. And he showed up and he's had a bad game. You mean, I trade a bag of pucks for him. You know what I mean? If he doesn't want to play, he's going to play in a team
that
wants
what I'm saying. I don't even think anyone wants to trade a bag of pucks for him. Because I think, like I said, Jersey wants nothing but I think to move on from that. And we've already got, you know, alternate plans as far as
I
what we want to do. Like I said, Jersey is going to be going on the D. So we have the defensive depth. It's just a matter of, you know, I think moving like a piece or two around, and that would be one of them. Because, like I said, he doesn't want to be here. And if, you know, sometimes when people just don't want to be there, then they're just not going to play. So
exactly. We'll move on down the line because we've got a lot of stuff left in the show. We'll talk about my boys, Montreal Canadiens. You know, I'm not going to get on here and talk a lot of shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm proud of them. This team's got depth. Everybody is, it's a team defense game. And what can I say? We've gone undefeated in regulation time. And it's nice to be on the top for once. I'm usually on the bottom team. And these guys, Seabass and Seabot, are running a pretty solid team. Like I said, it comes down to a point where they've got players on this team that really are not known elsewhere. And, it's those that LG mentality thinking that they have all the best players in the NHL world, but that's not necessarily true. There are good players everywhere. So there's nothing going wrong with this team. It's actually perfect right now. It's perfect.
I'll start it off.
Well, it's true. Go for it. You go ahead.
I can no longer talk shit on Kurnoff.
I literally
can't. It's not possible anymore. He went 4-0-1 and he has 77% save percentage. I can't talk shit on him anymore.
And I'm going to tell you, I mean, most people look at that and say, oh, it's probably had solid D in front of him. I'm going to tell you, I played a lot of those games and he made some pretty phenomenal saves when he needed to. I mean, they were low-shot games, but the shots that he was facing were very, very, very important saves. And, I got a different view. I'll be honest with you. I was in the same boat as you. I was like, oh, no, Kurdog is my goalie. I'm sorry, Kurdog. I guess we were wrong.
Very wrong.
I admit that we were wrong. And, you know, you were probably – I can't say you were the best goalie of the week based off the figures. I mean, you had the best record, winning record, but – I would have to say that, you know, you definitely showed us. You said, fuck you. I know every game that he won and we're in the party playing, your name came up. Fuck, take that, Taco, you bastard.
he was in the chat box the other day saying, shut up, Taco.
This one's for you, Taco, you'd always say. So maybe he's named his goalpost Taco and Sunday. Yeah, Taco and Sunday. There we go. Yeah. So, what else? I don't know. What do you got to say, Caster? Are you surprised to see Montreal where they're at, or is it something you predicted?
I said they were going to be one of the top two teams. Before they have the offense to do it, they have veteran defense. Honestly, I'd be wrong if I said that I said Kurdog was going to be one of the best goalies in the league. I love Kurdog death, but he definitely has a past of being a little soft. But he's playing really good. That team just refuses to give up in games. They had three games that they ended up losing in overtime, which I think they came back at least in two of them.
I would just want to point out is that the two games that we played took you guys to overtime twice. I think we split the series 1-1.
Yep. The team is playing very well offensively, and the thing that I think a lot of teams got to focus on is some of those forwards get a little chippy. It's just going to be a matter of if they can take advantage of that and kind of get up on your guys' defense a little more. I know when we played you guys on Wednesday, we didn't shoot on your – I think Kurdog had zero shots on net the first period. The second period, I think he only had two. And then I think we started pouring it on after that. I think it's just a matter of, like I said, utilizing that fast forward presence you guys have. They like to get up the ice quick, and I think it's just a matter of cutting it off in that neutral zone and kind of jumping on your goalie a little bit, because that studio definitely is very I think we took advantage of him on Wednesday. He didn't look very good at all. Physically, it doesn't look like he did very well all week. So Kurt Hogg's playing with some confidence. I think it's just a matter of maybe getting under his skin a little bit and maybe lighten him up once or twice and see if we can kind of shake him up a little bit. So, but, yeah, it's no surprise they are where they are. So, I don't see that slowing down for at least a little while.
Excellent. Well, there you have it, guys. There's our breakdown for the league this week. When we come back, we're going to talk about who's hot, who's not. Each one of these guys are going to give me who they think they're the top player, defenseman, and goalie, and who they thought shit the bed this week. When we come back, we'll be right back after these messages. Right, everybody, Million Dollar Man. I forgot about this at the breakdown here. If you guys don't know, you're focusing on Holmes Rule, talking about is he living up to his paycheck. And so far, let's see what my panel of guests are saying. Caster, is he living up to his paycheck?
You've got as many points as I do. And he plays. Played the same amount of games, and I played a game on defense. I wouldn't have said he's living up to the money. He's definitely trying to carry that team because he's taking almost 30 shots in four games. But it's hard to say he's living up to his thing if I'm around the same amount as him and I play defense at least one of my four games.
Now we do have to give. I do have to give to him. He is leading the league in goals right now. He's got 9 goals, which is to be expected because he doesn't pass. Taco, is he living up to his paycheck?
He has the same points as Stoutman, so no.
So there's the frame of reference. We know when somebody's living up to their paycheck when they can score more goals than Stoutman. If you're the same or less, you're not living up to your paycheck, okay? So there's the standard. Cue the call. Here comes Stoutman. Let's talk about the best and the worst. That's right. Let's talk about who's the best. This is when I asked my co-hosts. I also got Mr. Reapers on the line. Bring him on. Such a radio song, isn't it? This is one song that was created. You would never buy this record. You'd play it at home. It was something you'd always hear on the radio. You'd rock out to it on the way to work at 6:30 a.m. Mr. Reaper, welcome to the air. Are we ever going to hear you tonight?
What's going on, guys?
Choppy. Miz, are you going to come on the air tonight and complain about how you get stuck at playing D and you want to play forward? Is that what you're going to do? Is this? Are you going to use my air time to make your case to Luch?
No, I'm not going to use my air time to make
it. Sounds like Boston is playing everybody at defense, giving everybody a try. They even Taco Sunday. Like,
Listen, as long as he does what he needs to do, I'm all good with it.
So does that mean that you are excited to be talking Sunday's D partner?
I mean, time will tell. Time will tell.
That's a wrong answer. Wrong answer. Are you excited to be talking with Sunday's D partner?
Of course. I'm Boston. Why wouldn't I be excited?
Now, let me just remind you of something here.
I like cheese. I like cheese. I like cheese. I like cheese.
So be prepared. So basically, if you're his D partner, and this is some blue line advice, I want you to just park yourself in front of your own net all game. Just don't move. Just stay there. Okay? And I want you to count the turnovers. Okay? How many times the pinches? Just kidding, Taco. I love you. But we all know Taco.
I like cheese.
It's fine.
I like cheese.
Anyway, we're going to talk about the best. We'll include you in this, Miz, since you're late in the show. Do you have anything to, since you're a special guest tonight here tonight, we'll include you. So let's talk about Caster. I'm going to give me, let's talk about who you think shone for you this week as a player, forward player, and who didn't shine for you. Go.
Oh, fuck.
You want me or Miz to go first?
Caster.
Oh, forward-wise, I'd probably say one of the bigger surprises out there. I've never really have seen him play is Jay Abanero for Montreal. 6 goals, 10 assists. Only 17 shots, which is pretty good. What's that?
Miz and Talker going, fuck, they took my player.
Nope, they took my player.
Okay, go
you
ahead.
Want to just say one or a couple?
Just one. You give two. Who you think best?
I was going to say, and I think a lot of his success is attributed to Seabass is getting into him and 8 goals, 7 assists. A whopping 31 shots, though. That shooting percentage is horrendous. But I think them being together, I think, has kind of escalated both of their points and point totals and such. Defensively, I like what I see out of Rabid Wolverine. 1 goal, 8 assists. He's been able to move the puck really well. +3 isn't overly impressive, but like the plus numbers aren't really that high right now. Anyways, I think the leader is +7, so he's very good at moving the puck, and he's tagged up 18 hits, which is pretty high for some of the defensemen. And then obviously Animal Mupp has been pretty good for Nashville as well. Somni, 2 goals, 5 assists, +4 for a team that's is kind of struggling to stay above water right now. So those are my defense and my forwards.
What about goaltending?
Goaltending, well, it's, I think we already talked about it earlier, and I hate even complimenting Disco, but he's done very well keeping that team in games.
I think we can all agree
got to get the head nod, even though he's got 2 losses. But, you know, like I said, his team, I think, is lowest in goals for. So, you know, but they're also the lowest in goals against. So he's done a very good job. And obviously,
look at how many shots he's faced.
Yeah.
Second in the league for the most shots faced. You know,
yeah,
and
he's holding that team in there, man. So,
the best goals against average.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah, so, he's first in goals against average, too, yeah.
Yeah, he's got
so,
97 shots,
great job,
and 2.23 goals allowed per game, or average, whatever you want to average. But that's pretty impressive. Who didn't surprise you this week, Caster? Who disappointed you?
Me?
Who gave you a softy? Who gave you a chubby? That's what we'll call it.
I expected more out of Dinkus. I know he
no
played
pun
center
intended.
And a lot of times. What's that?
No pun intended.
Yeah. But, I've seen him play, and I know he's capable of a lot more offense on there. I know he's also defensive-minded and stuff like that. But, you know, 22 shots, he's only got 1 goal. That's quite unimpressive, and I know he's better than that. He's got a +7, which is, I think, tied for the most. But, that shooting percentage, even bad enough to make Taco cry a little bit. I think also Hope's downfall signed up for forward. I know he played 1 game on D, but that -10 in 5 games, only 3 goals, 5 assists is less than impressive as well. So that would be my 2 forwards that had a terrible week. I mean, he was the one that had a terrible week. And I don't know, goalie-wise, It could be a, quite a bit of number of goalies that didn't do so well.
It's mostly the one that you thought would do well,
one,
but didn't do
yeah,
well.
Yeah, one of them being freaking Test Studio for talking about being the Vezina winner for this season. It was less
than
that.
That's fair.
He still has not lost the game in regulation, though. You can't really say that.
Yeah, but I think the offense has kind of helped him out a little bit with that. He was down 3-0 in the third period in the game we had against him, and their offense just capitalized on 5 penalties, you know what I mean, towards the end of the game to even get back in that game. But for all the talk, he's kind of been lesser than impressive. Snoopy has fucking been terrible as well. Almost a 5 goals against average in 5 games. It's one thing if it's that in one game, like Fountain, but and even Brodeur is even quite terrible. There's a whole group of goalies that could be listed in there. Brodeur is even almost 6 is even fucking terrible.
Yeah. Taco, give us your breakdown. Who's soft? Who made you hard? And who made you soft?
My bonus for the week is definitely going to be the whole Montreal forward line. They're killing it. Yeah, they're killing it. You can't really talk shit about somebody who, like Cass said, though, Seabass has taken 31 shots. That's actually pretty freaking ridiculous. I mean, I guess his mentality is however many times you shoot, one has to go in. That's definitely going to be
Or you can have the mentality of the farther away you keep the puck from Kurdog, the less goals that'll go in, too.
That's true. Yeah, that's very true. And then my softie is going to be goddamn Miller shit in the bed out there.
Yeah. Where was he this week? Very, very
non-existent.
Quiet.
Yeah, non-existent.
Non-existent at all. He's not even in the top. Like, did he even play any games this week?
He had 4 games and he only had 4 points. That's definitely my my little boner jam.
I know when we played him. He shot everything he touched. So...
That's like it's almost like it, not all softy, but it almost inverted back into his fucking testicle sack, you know, right up in his testicle. But goaltending wise, you can agree Disco, right? I think we can agree.
No, mine's Kurdog.
Really?
Kurdog put his name out there and said, "Fuck you, Taco Sunday." Kurdog is my surprise hot goalie for the week.
You gave him a hard on. There you go, Kurdog. You gave him a hard on. It's all veiny and long. Softy goalie?
Softy goalie's Brodeur. Yeah, you can't come in the league, talk all that crap and suck that much dick.
Yeah, exactly. Miz, I got you on the line. Who makes you hard and who made you soft?
Well, you know, I got to give it up to getting filthy, looking at the leaderboards here. I mean, he's 6 goals on 12 shots. Gotta say, you know, that's pretty efficient for me. He's up there, you know, being your Montreal guys, so I gotta give it up to him. He's been doing some work. Goalie wise, you know, I give Kurdog a hard time, but you know, 4-1. I mean, the save percentage could probably be a little better, but he's been doing his thing out there.
That's hard. It's hard to say that in an internet hockey league.
You know what? I have to say this right now, but Miz, you're bringing cool to the show, man. Listen how cool he sounds. You know, my boy, you're bringing cool back to the show. What about defensemen? Anybody? You're a defenseman, even though you don't want to be. I'll give you 5 minutes at the end of the show to make your plea to Luch. But what about defensemen? Who gave you hard and who gave you soft?
It's fine. It's a little upsetting that I get, you know, I don't get in these discussions, but I'm up there on the defenseman. You know, I'm top 10.
Oh, here we go. Talk about yourself.
It is what it is. You know.
Let me see his top one game debut.
But, goalie-wise, you know, it's a Jersey Devil. That's what I want to know. What's for him? He was a top goalie last season for the little debut that he had, and he's just been, I don't know, mediocre.
What do you think
best,
it is, Caster?
So.
Is it in his head, or is he not focused?
I think it's a whole mental thing. Goalie's all mental, and if once you start doubting things, you start second guessing things. And I think he's just he needs a little time out of net and just to refocus. That and Direwolf's been playing pretty decent, so that's kind of helping out as well. So give the man a little chance to take his get his breath back, and you might see him back in there again playing as good as he used to.
There you go. So let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are going to we'll talk a little bit about any rumors or any drama going out in the league. We'll talk a little bit about our we'll get back to our chat box below to the week award, who that goes to, if anybody's got that award, and then we'll put our co-host head-to-head for their Survivor Challenge series for this week. So give us a few minutes. We'll be right back after these messages. Got unwanted ball hair you can't get rid of? You want to trim a nice V-line in your sack? Well, I've got the product for you. That's right. Kessel's Ball Hair Trimming Kit. All it takes is 30 cents gas and 2 quarts of oil. That's Kessel's Bald Trimming Hair Kit. Buy it today. That's right. Freak Out of the Week Award. Freak Out of the Week Award. I think I got a couple of candidates for this week. I don't know about the rest of my co-hosts. And then we'll take a vote here until we think the Freak Out of the Week. Chat Box Award. Castor, you got anybody in mind?
You
spent a lot of time in the chat box. You know what's going on.
It's mostly fucking quitters. And there's nobody still here that I don't think that... I don't know. There's nobody that really screams out here, you know, besides the shit I see in DMs and stuff. I don't know. I can't think of any Freak Out Award people right now.
Really?
Nothing that
you?
Really sticks out.
Taco?
I wasn't paying attention. I was texting.
That was fucking great job.
At least you're honest. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have breaking news. This is coming in and it just came across my desk. Some breaking news. Let's see if I can find my breaking news music, unless I deleted it. Anyway, breaking news. Miz the Reaper finally gave out his first chat box ban today. He's been itching to do it all season long. He's had his hand on the trigger all season long, and he finally pulled the trigger. And you know what? And there was no regrets. He was like, this fucker's gone. For an hour. And kudos to you, Ms. Reaper. And that would be my nominee for Chatbox Freak of the Week, as OTP Connor came on, realized this morning that he had Red Wing Freak on his roster. Of course, he didn't like that, and he was very inappropriate about that. So Ms. Reaper said, fuck you, you're gone for an hour. How'd you feel about it, Ms.?
It was good. I wish I could have did it for more.
Yeah. So now that you popped the cherry, and that's tonight's theme, by the way, we popped the cherry. We're past the first week of hockey. We're now in past that hymen, and we're really getting deep. Taco, would you like me to explain what the hymen is, or are you going to Google that? You okay?
Casper will tell me later tonight in bed.
Well, it has nothing to do with males. Just give you that.
Yeah, idea. I know, but
Taco's
tell me
never
that,
busted
that.
A hymen in his life. Stop letting him lie to you.
Anyway, Ms. The Reaper, congratulations on your first chat box, man. I don't think Caster and Pollock has one yet either. Do you, Caster?
Has one what?
Chatbox.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. I've been pretty patient.
Wow.
I think I got like 4 or 5.
You know that you're not a true BOD until you at least do one Chatbox ban.
Well, you know what? I pretty much just send them PMs and tell them to shut the hell up in PMs. And then
by
I
the way,
yeah,
Caster and Pollock have a nickname. I'm trying to convince him to pay for his gamer tag change to Caster the Hammer Pollock. He's bringing the hammer down. He's not wasting any phones.
I'm telling you, man, I've given these teams no excuse. Any violations this week, there will be suspensions handed out, my friend. I've made
life. Speaking of that, was there any suspensions this week? I forgot to mention.
There were some dummies that didn't fill out their lines properly. Dallas and Toronto need to learn how to fill out their lines properly and fully. If you don't have people on point availability, you still got to put them in 2 games, fill up those holes, and your ECUs can fill up. I know Connor is begging to use Red Wing Freak in a game. So put them in there, pencil in a center, or whatever you need them, Connor.
not only that, you got, he was talking to Trade Box, Chat Box today about, you know, he wanted to trade him for nothing. Trade him for Picard play.
Exactly.
Red Wing Freak for Picard play. You know, Jersey will play him. You know? There you go. There's a good trade offer right there. We'll see if that goes down. So there you go. Your freak out of the week. I'm gonna have to give it to. Connor for that one. Even though it could have been worse, but Miz was on the game. So we will sit here on the edge of our seats awaiting Castor and Pollock to put out his first chat box ban to pop his cherry. And the question is, who will it be? Who will it be? Who could it be now? Let's talk about some rumors and shit going around the league.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I gotta play a game.
Oh, damn you and your LG.
Yeah.
Way to go. Way to host the show, bitch. I was counting on Taco for some... okay, so what's the rumors? What's going on out there? What's the feel? What's the pulse? Castor usually gets some juicy gossip. Anything going on that we should be known about here in the league?
Everybody's complaining about those random assignments and all that stuff. I think everyone's starting to trim it down their roster, and I think everyone's getting fucking butt hurt that all their spots are being taken up by random assignments on their bench. I think Winnipeg is going to hold AT hostage until they really get a deal to blow him out of the water, but. I don't see any big names really moving right now. I just see a lot of mid-level guys just even out that roster, maybe even cut some cap and probably lessen down some of the active rosters. I know everybody's dying to get down to 12 people.
Well, that brings me to my next point, and this whole talking about getting randomly assigned, and here's what I say to that, of course.
You know what it is? And if you don't like it, you get the fuck out. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I pay the motherfucking bills in this motherfucker. And hey, kiss my ass if you don't like it.
That's right. That's the way it is. My house. Get the fuck out. So
okay,
what is
I was trying to remember what that's from. Is that from Raw or Delirious?
Delirious, actually.
Delirious, okay.
Yeah, he's talking to you.
I used to watch that shit when I was a kid. I loved it.
Oh, yeah, I watched it the other day for like the fourth time in my life, and it's hilarious. It's probably the most funniest Eddie Murphy's ever been. Then after that, he's pretty much after Beverly Hills Cop. There's not much Eddie Murphy left, right?
Yeah, pretty much off.
Daddy Daycare, ooh, that's hilarious.
Oh, fuck. Dr. Doolittle.
What the hell? But anyway, let's talk about this. I don't understand why especially owners aren't reading the rules and management's not reading the rules. They do have the option to not get randomly assigned to their undressed bench. If I'm correct on that, right?
Yeah, they can bid on people Mondays and Fridays.
Bingo.
They're just choosing not to.
Exactly.
So, what can you do? I think everyone just wants to take the lazy, cheap route and just have them randomly assigned. If they got a problem with that, then
well, this should
be
more.
Like, why
would
more
you complain?
Present. Yeah.
Like, why would you complain if you're being randomly assigned somebody when? You had the option to fill that spot. You think you should just leave that spot open? No, because we don't do that. We don't leave those spots open. Simply for the fact that we don't want you to leave that spot open so you get your buddy to sign up next week and you can snipe. That's why I'm stopping. That's exactly what I was talking about. So that's why you keep those spots open. So guess what? Too bad. Read the rules. You'll know better.
The thing is, everybody keeps being fucking... surprised and bewildered when they get something happening to their team because nobody can fucking read. I've done nothing but help these guys out by sending them PMs about stuff, and they choose to read what they want to read, and then they things happen, and they are fucking surprised. I just don't understand it. This is probably the easiest. We have probably made this the easiest season for owners possible than since I've been here because we never got notifications for anything. It baffles. It's hilarious because some of these guys should have already have gotten things happening as far as suspension wise with some of the shit they're doing. We've been actually pretty lenient, but I think we've been pretty lenient enough. If you don't follow it from here on out, then
the hammer is dropping.
Yeah, I've been more than patient. I sent them out a PM telling me what they have and what they need. We have never gotten that here. So from here on out, if you guys don't appreciate that, then fucking pay attention yourself and don't be surprised when things happen. I'm very fine with ownership is the easiest thing ever in league play, and if you can't manage that, then I don't know what to tell you, man. Friggin'. So.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, it's funny. It's funny. I'm watching Connor right now. He's kind of going off in the chat box a bit about the three. I don't think. Again, once again, it comes down to a matter of reading Connor that you will have something to do with those nubs. If players get released or quit the league, because you will be replacing from those three nubs into your active roster if that ever happens. And we'll be watching that closely, of course. You know, no placing guys in the IR if they're inactive. You know, I mean, if they're not going to play, they will be removed. The league does have the right to remove players based on their activity alone. You don't keep people on the IR for weeks and weeks at a time. If we notice people aren't active and you're not putting warnings in, we're going to question that. And those guys will be questioned. And guess what? You may possibly have to bring up one of those nubs from the bench to help fill your active roster, correct, Caster?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So some of these guys who don't really care to keep in contact with their ECUs, that's your own fault. You know, some of you guys are going to have to remember it's coming down to the end. Like, see, these guys think they're stuck with these guys. There's trades. You can trade these guys. They go on waivers every Saturday. This, I have to keep reminding people this every single freaking weekend. I swear to God, I'm going to start handing out how to run your team coloring books, and I'm going to have these guys start learning how to color in the lines and fucking learn this shit. You know, so I guess you can't really show people how to run their team. You're just going to run it the way they want, and so I guess we'll have to start when they start messing up, start holding them accountable for it. So
I'm done sending
PMs reminding them of stuff.
Grasping the situation. Like they're asking questions in the chat box now. They're talking about, you know, what happens if people don't get picked up waivers. They stay in the undressed bench. You guys don't understand the undressed bench is used an opportunity for you to use emergency call-ups if you need so, yada, yada, yada. It's not a hard concept if you actually sit down and take the time to read the rules. That's basically pretty – I don't know. I'm pretty sure a monkey could read it and understand it. Am I correct on that, Caster?
It's just
it
a matter of
take
not
a rocket
reading it.
Science to read it.
Yeah, people's
so.
Complaints are visibly there and pretty thought out, like the whole random assignment thing, active roster, how many you need on your active roster. All I've gotten questions for all of that stuff, when waivers is, when free agency bidding is, where these players go when you get them. I've answered those PMs every single day from at least a couple owners every single day, and there's just I don't get it. They apparently hear what they want to hear, and I don't know. Like I said, I can't train people how to read. That should have been done in grade school. It's either that or laziness, one of the two.
Yeah.
So it's up to them.
And if you have questions, come to us and come to us and talk to us about it. I mean, people are sitting in chat box saying, well, it's bad when you use the radio show to bash us, but you do it all the time in chat box. You bash the BOD all the time. Everybody
oh, yeah.
does.
They're all up in our shit when something
shit
happens.
In front of us. So why can't I call you out in the radio show? I'm not the commissioner right now. I'm a radio show host. I'm reading what I see. People going off in the chat box about yada, yada, yada. Do your homework. Do your – I mean, I don't talk about every owner. I said most of the owners
no,
that are out
not
there.
Not every owner.
Go,
like,
no.
As
no,
far as ownership, Kessel is probably – you know what I mean? Me and Kessel have had our differences, but Kessel is probably the only one that has not had to ask me a question about anything. He's had his – and he's had everything – running smoothly as far as deadlines and what he wants, he's gotten. He hasn't complained about his sign being assigned to anybody. He's, you know, he's done everything how he's supposed to do when he's supposed to do it. I've had no. He's out of any owner. He is probably the big one that I've, you know, he's gotten his shit done. So I haven't had any complaints. But there are some guys that just every single day I get on there and there's PMs, you know, and I'm there to help you out and stuff like that. But
yep.
Then the complain about it. In the chat box when you get an answer for things, dude, yeah, start reading then, because it's all there.
Breaking news, Foxbrook rage quit.
I doubt it. Don't piss off Foxbrook because I'll shut the league down, as far as I'm concerned. It'll get shut down because she basically runs the site. So don't piss her off. I got somebody on the line. Let's bring them on the line. We've got about 20 minutes left in the show. We'll open up the line. We'll talk about this, the topic of discussion we're talking about, you know, just taking the time to respect the league and don't bring your shit to the chat box. And I mean, I'm getting tired of watching and reading owners bitching and complaining in chat box, and then I say something on the radio show and they go, oh my god, he's bashing us. Well, guess what, you're doing it, you do it to us constantly. You know, why can't I speak my mind every once in a while out of the chat box? But anyway, let's bring the caller on the line. I think it's Stoutman. Is this you, Stoutman?
Yo, 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 what's good in the
there
hood?
It is. In the timing, sure. Always timing, always timing. And
what's
going on, buddy?
What's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Not much. Was watching people complain and stuff like that.
I can see from what I just got here, people are going after Foxburg Lacar, so I don't know how you want to handle that. So
I'll shut the jive box down and it's plain and simple. And I mean, if people are going to piss off Foxburg, I'll shut the fucking league down. Don't piss her off. So send your apologies now to her because she deserves it. She does a lot of work for this league. She keeps it running. So keeps the site running. So stop being douchebags. Leave your comments for the forum. If you are an owner or a GM, from here on in, if you have a comment about the way the system is working, please do it inside the forum, or I will start issuing chat box bids. Actually, I'll get Miz to do it. All right? Because Miz has got a trigger happy, he's got a finger trigger happy, and he's ready to do it. So from here on in, if any other owners decide to want to talk about how the system is run or how the league is run, feel free to call in the show. Call into the show. Don't do it in the chat box. Call in the show. Put it on the forum. We'll drop the subject now. We'll move on. Eichel, what do you think about you being the standard of measurement for who's getting their paycheck or not? What's your point on?
Well, I'm kind of pissed because I was told on Facebook that I wasn't named as any of the league leaders this week. I'm kind of pissed off about that. So I wasn't in any of your lists, so that's kind of disappointing. But
I put you on my article on Who's Hut. Read my article.
Yeah, again. But you didn't mention me on here.
We can only
you
mention
took 24 shots. Who wants to mention you?
Yeah, go play defense. We'll see how you fare next week.
Speaking of that, what are you doing back? I thought you had a game, Taco.
Yeah, it's finally starting. I'm literally in the lobby now.
Are you playing D?
No, I don't. I wanted to play D, but I didn't change my position fast enough.
There you go. So we've got lots going on here. The chat boxes. I love how the radio show gets people all fired up. Don't you, Caster?
Oh, yeah, I've already said that. I said that to Fox on Facebook. I love when people get fired up. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But
stimulates
it gives them something to talk about, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. Brings in the ratings.
Yeah.
Brings in the ratings. By the way,
hate us all you want. You guys are listening.
Yeah. You know what? I'm changing that to the blue line motto now. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I got to agree with you guys. I mean, if you got a problem, do it the right way. Send something to the bods or, you know, there's a voice every week. Call in the radio show and voice your opinion. I mean, you know, tell everybody what the problem is or what you think instead of running your mouth in the chat box. It doesn't really do anything. It just gets other people mad, and if you get the wrong people mad, then the league gets shut down, and you got to go play somewhere else. So,
well, here's another thing: is if owners or team managers or club owners actually have the time to read, you do realize that you have the balance of power in the league. We've set that up where, if you want change, there is a process that you can do to make the change, and you actually have the balance of power. You actually outnumber the amount of bods the owners do, and I always bring this up, and nobody ever seems to jump on it. If you ever wanted to bring anything to a vote, anything that needed to be changed. But, again, it comes down to people reading the rules and appropriately and not knowing that. So instead of actually trying to make the attempt to make the change, it's easier to sit around and bitch about it, right?
Yeah. Well, the rule book was out there. They all agreed on it or decided not to read it and complain about it then before it was officially out there. Now it is, and now they're all fucking caught off guard. You know, it's really at the end of the day, they have themselves to blame. We put it out there, and, you know, it is what it is. It's out there now. We're not going to all of a sudden, unless, like you were saying, they have a majority of something, but then all these guys they're pretty much saying, well, these guys are on our bench, and they can't play, so we're sick of listening to them. Just release them all into the fucking wild and don't allow them to have a team at all. That's pretty much their logic to it. Or,
smart.
All of a sudden, Two weeks in, let's make more teams. Like, that literally makes no sense that we already have ownership who can't even read the rules as it is, but we want to pick two new people to build teams from scratch from what's left so they can just trample them all.
And say good
luck.
You know
what I mean? Throughout the rest of the season. And we have to rewrite the schedule for that.
Yep.
They all had their chance to speak about this, and they did not until it was
well,
too
the only,
late.
And I will give Connor a second. He really didn't because he came in late as the team. But there's always room for change. And if it's a draft, I mean, I don't really see it causing a downfall in the league. I see it causing a problem for your team, but I don't see it really cause an overall effect on the entire league. It's only a certain, you know, the undressed bench are affecting, what, a couple teams, maybe? It's affecting the way you want to run your team. That's not really a league problem. That's really your problem. So you have to fix your problem and learn to work with it. I got Miz on the line. Miz, welcome to Owner Bashing Night here on the blue line. What do you got to say?
It doesn't occur to people in the whole use it. Like, so rather have
you're choppy,
forced,
buddy.
Like,
you're choppy.
I don't understand how teams would rather have forfeits than have those there just in case. It's just
yeah, look,
is
you know, and Mr. Reaper is the brainchild of this situation. I think it's a fantastic idea. He started this from scratch. We kind of developed it. I like it. We had the first time ever in the XOHL, we had one player released this week, and we had no forfeits in the first week. That's something to be proud of, people. That's something to be proud of.
Absolutely.
And you know what? And it has to do with not only us as a beauty, but as the owners. I truly and honestly believe there's a good set of owners out there. Everybody's mature so far, but all we're asking is take the time to do what you need to do. There's a lot of strategic things that you can do to help run your team. It's quite fun, actually, because, you know, Cash and I banter back and forth every once in a while on Facebook about, you know, what could happen in this situation, what could happen. That's the fun part of running your team is making those chess moves and trying to work around the system as best as you can. What do you want us to do, hand your roster to you on a silver platter? Here's all your buddies. Good luck. Win the cup. Is that what you want us to do? Maybe that's what we should do next season. Season 5. Everybody, we won't have a draft. We won't have a free agency period. We'll pick all the owners, and the owners can just draft their teams from their friends list, and we'll say, go at her. What do you think?
Stupid.
It sounds like they want a club invitation.
That's what they want.
Well, you might, yeah, like Mr. said, you might as well just have the club invitational. Just why don't we just have the club invitational if you want to do that instead of, you know, picking owners and doing a league doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any
sense
at all.
Well, the thing is, people want to complain about these random assignments, not being able to have them play and stuff like that. You do have you're going to have three bench players, regardless of how much you hate
yeah.
it. Why not go after people you know then? Fuck, you can even sneak them in a game throughout the week if you want. It's you have the option of either filling that bench yourself
exactly.
or having it filled for you.
That's the thing, and then the people aren't taking the advantage of the. Is that your cat, Caster? No, it's Miz's house. He's got his sirens going. That's the problem. Is there's so much strategic thinking. You know, you want to talk strategy and how to do it. Talk to Caster. You know, that's the fun part of running your team is trying to figure out how can I do this. I mean, it's not going to be easy. Why would we make it easy for you? You know, like I said, and I'm sorry, Miz. I gotta let you go, buddy. It's chopping it out. It must be your iPad. But we're gonna be going here soon anyway. We got about 5 minutes left of game time. Let's stop talking about this shit. Let's start talking about tonight's matchups. You guys want to talk about some hockey? What we're supposed to do here?
Sure.
Let's talk about tonight's matchups. Tonight we've got the Montreal Canadiens, Dallas Stars. Quick, who's gonna win? I say Montreal. That's just me.
Yeah, I think it'd be crazy to think Montreal wouldn't win that.
Yeah, I gotta go Montreal as well.
You could put a couple thousand. Oh, by the way, all bidding and leaderboards have been reset. Everybody's at $10,000, and all the leaders have been reset. So tonight is the first night. If you've already won money from last week, I'm sorry. We had to reset the leaderboard. So it's all started from scratch. Everybody's got 10 grand in their bank. Feel free to bet as you feel necessary. Nashville, Boston.
That one actually might be a really good game.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'd have to look at the lineup, quite honestly.
Yeah, what's the lineup for that one, Carl?
Looks like we got Freak, if he shows up. He's usually good on Sunday nights.
Yep.
Freak, Sensefan, getting filthy. Andrews.
Yeah, I don't see
Sensefan
showing up.
Here's the downfall. Fountain 81. vernacular.
Yeah.
So.
I would probably say
Boston,
with that. Yeah, that back end, I would say definitely Boston. That Holmes a guy. TK's been talking about
Eichel,
him.
Not Eichel, put $1,000 on them. On Nashville.
Oh, boy. Sens fans probably not going to show up, so that's either going to be Legacy or Hones Rule. I have a feeling it's going to probably be Legacy. So that definitely upgrades their forwards. But that back end, I'd have to give it to Boston with Miz and Skull out there and Smitty between the pipes. So I'd probably go Boston on that one, unless, obviously, there was a breakdown.
Yeah, I would say probably Boston, in my opinion. What about you, Sweating Bull? He's hired in a game there. We won't bother him. I can't even do the competition this week because you're not even paying attention. Oh, well, I'll save it for next week. It's a good one, too. It has to do with Caster taking his pants off, so should be good.
Fuck.
Ah, yeah. There's a trivia question for you. Does Caster actually play with his pants off? Xbox Live. There's a question. There's the poll of the night. Does Caster actually play with his pants off?
Yeah,
I'm sure
Stoneman
will be able to tell. Toronto Maple Leafs. Winnipeg Jets. I think Toronto's going to take this one just because we fired up Connor tonight. I don't think he's going to tear a new asshole into the Winnipeg Jets tonight. What do you think?
I bet on Toronto,
Toronto
on that one as well.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong week. Sorry. Sorry, my bad. Iceman's stepping in between the pipes. Disco is not playing goalie. He's going to play forward in this one.
Playing forward. Yeah,
interesting. Very interesting. And they don't have a very strong line out against them. Poison Killer, TB Blue, Scary Joey.
Well, you say that, but that's actually their lead scorers, is those three.
Yeah, those guys are leading their way.
Yeah, but
look
who's in the lineup over there, AT43. I'm going to give AT43 a hat trick and plus two assists.
That's what I'm saying. I think Winnipeg could actually edge out Toronto on that one. If AT shows up with Alito as his wing, I think it's a good matchup.
So we're about 10 minutes to game time. I'm trying to we'll do the first games overall tonight because I've got to sign off here because I got to go play a game too. We've got New Jersey and Chicago. I think New Jersey will take this probably, no question about it. The only thing, if Rabbit and Frazier can hold the D back there, hold Kenderson and Douse to accountable, then you guys will just fare fine on that one. And if you guys in the forward lineup can solve a Rebel, I think you guys will take this. It'll be a close one.
I think the biggest thing is if Bolt can finally come out of his shell, because Bolt wasn't looking very good in the first week. That was with IG, one-man DP, and I think they had him with Fox as well.
No, Lethal.
Oh, is it Lethal? Okay. Yeah. Well,
a lot of bets on
in
Chicago.
In general, Bolts really struggled, and so did one-man DP. So I think they split those guys up. Hopefully, maybe that'll liven both those guys up. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, we've got Bryce Robin put a whopping $5,000 on Chicago tonight. So that's going to be a big win for him. Looks like the favors, everybody's saying Chicago here on this one. Skull Degree has basically said New Jersey might take this one. So the odds are against you, New Jersey, but I don't think with the lineup that they're putting out, there really is. I think that New Jersey's going to take this. It's going to be close, but I think you're going to take this. We'll continue on for the rest of the games. We've got Chicago Blackhawks, Dallas Stars tonight. Looks like everybody out there is split. Most people say Chicago will take this. Nobody's got any faith in Dallas whatsoever. They do have Sky and Sty out there, and Snoopy in the pipes, but Chicago's putting out no Kessel on the first night. He's got Bobby Orr, not even no Miller. So it looks like they're playing their second line here tonight against them. So I say Chicago will probably take this.
I think it's just going to be a matter of which goalie can not be as terrible as the other one, because it's Snoopy versus Brodeur. I see Doust and Bobby Orr having a big night on Snoopy tonight, quite honestly.
I agree. Boston and Winnipeg. Again, Boston and Winnipeg. Looks like Williams, Pastor, Spliff, Luch, Skull Degree are a big, big lineup there with Smitty and Nett going out against Lido, AT, 43 Disco, and Iceman. I think that if you had Disco and Nett and Iceman maybe out forward, and it looks like Brace Robin going to play. Oh, Jim for Files on D. This might be actually a pretty good game.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I got to give the edge to Boston. I played with Willie last year. Willie can get to another level, and he might go for some big points, knowing that he's got to catch up to Caster with that new poll going out between him and Caster to see who can get the most points. So he'll probably put out a couple points tonight, finish with a big night. I say Boston beats Winnipeg.
There you go. Now, just looking at, there's nobody has bet on that game yet. You can still put bets in on that game. I probably wouldn't bet on that game because I don't know which way that would go. New Jersey, Toronto, this could possibly be another close one. We got Cakes in the lineup again tonight. Connor, Cakes on D. Smitty, fairly solid lineup going against a mediocre lineup. Jersey Devil's going to make his debut at defense tonight. Looks like Iceman saying Toronto's going to take this. I think I'm going to give this to Toronto, too. I think Toronto's got something to prove tonight. I think Connor's all worked up, and he's going to get his team riled up, and they're going to take the win tonight, both games tonight. That's just my opinion. Anybody else get anything different?
I think that lineup that Toronto has out is a pretty good one. I think, really, like I said about the first game, if Bolsex 91 can actually come out of his own shell, maybe be a difference maker in that line against Toronto. Lethal Sniper had a pretty good week as well. So it's just a matter of, obviously on paper, Toronto definitely has the edge. But like I said, it's, you know, Rabid's been really good on defense, and Jersey didn't look too bad last week on defense either, and Direwolf has been pretty solid on that. So just a matter of if we can, you know, step up with their forwards.
Yep. So anything from you on that one, Stoneman?
I mean, it's going to be a good game. Connor and Cakes are solid defensively. Like Caster said, Bolts really needs to get out of his shell. So we put him in the games early this week to get him jump-started so he can help us out offensively. And it should be a good game. We'll see who comes out with the W.
Exactly. So that's it for tonight. Good luck tonight. Four minutes till game starts. It's hopefully everybody puts their clocks in tonight and remember get in there. I don't know if everybody has daylight saving time anyway. And don't forget, folks, to change your daylight saving times on the website. You can do that in your user control panel. It's now daylight saving times for not everybody, but for most people. So I want to thank my co-host Caster and my half co-host Taco. Good luck in your game, Taco. I will be interested to see how you make out on defense tonight. And Stoneman, is always a pleasure to hear your sexy, sultry voice. I wish I had more time, but that's all we got time for today. And we'll see you guys next week. Well, hopefully I might be on earlier in the week, but we'll see you guys soon.
Okay, later, guys.
Aster sucks.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period. Where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.